Andrew Kelleher is with us at JMI Wealth at the start of another week, and a very good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Tim.
Inflation easing a wee bit in the States?
Yeah. Friday night, looking at the latest inflation print in the United States. And actually, Tim, there's a surprising sort of correlation with inflation between developed countries, sort of OECD countries. So we tend to see the general direction of inflation sort of move collectively. So that's why it's important that we keep an eye on what's happening with inflation around the world. So yeah, US inflation print on Friday night. Now, this is what's called the Personal Consumption Expenditure Index, and it's the preferred measure of inflation for the Federal Reserve over there. Here in New Zealand, we look at the CPI, the Consumer Price Index. Anyway, it rose 0.1% in May, which is a very small number, Tim, and the slowest pace of monthly increase in more than 2 years. So that's good news. If you're widening out the lens a little bit and look at the yearly number, 4.6% year on year. That's what we call the core measure. So we take out the volatile components, things like food and energy. But both of those outcomes were quite similar to the expected outcomes. And just to get a little bit technical, the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, he has identified another measure too that's important for the central bank over there. It's services inflation, excluding housing and energy. So that's an important number for them. It increased 0.2%. Also a pretty good outcome, smallest advance that we've seen there since last year. So last week, Tim, we had quite a bit of data out in the US suggesting that the US economy is looking quite resilient. And US share markets actually had a really good week last week, sort of responding positively to that suggested resilience. But as part of this PCE data, we also get consumer spending numbers. They were a little weaker than expected. So real consumer spending was unchanged. So contrasting just a little bit to the more upbeat data that we got last week. We do get jobs numbers at the end of this week, non-farm payrolls. They're really important in terms of what happens with monetary policy. But yeah, regardless of all that, we got a nice little pop higher in US share markets on Friday night, Tim.
Racing through 23, it's a blink and a you miss it thing, isn't it? We're halfway. Market scorecard so far?
Yeah, good. Really good. Yeah, so we're 6 months into the year. Friday was end of the month, end of the quarter, end of the half year. Generally good news for investors, which is very welcome after a very rough 2022. New Zealand market's been a bit of a laggard. Let's have a quick look at the good news. Global shares, the All Country World Index, in US dollar terms up just over 14%, so a very healthy first 6 months. New Zealand dollar, it's been weaker over the first 6 months against the US, so that increases the return when we look at that in New Zealand dollar terms. So in New Zealand dollar terms, up almost 16%. The real flyer so far in 2023, Tim, though, has been the NASDAQ. That's we've seen a big rally in big tech companies. AI's been a big talking point, and that's helped push the NASDAQ index up 32% so far this year. A very healthy game, but you do have to factor in it was very weak last year. It actually fell a very similar amount, so it was a terrible year for tech investors last year. So it sort of regained that ground that was lost last year. The standard US benchmark, the S&P 500, is up 16.9%. Bring it back to our part of the world, Australasia, not quite so healthy, but still in positive territory. The ASX 200, the Aussies, they're up 4.5%. Now local market, bit of a laggard, up 4.3%. So it's really helped have global exposure in your investment portfolios. But what I do want to say sort of quickly is a lot of low-risk investors or conservative investors, they got really hit last year because interest rates went up. So you saw losses on things like bond funds and money market funds. So people who'd taken a conservative view to their investing, they got hurt as well. Better news this year, interest rates have been a lot more stable. So those bond funds, money market funds, should be delivering positive returns, and that should help those sort of more conservative investors get a positive number so far in 2023. So all up, good news.
All right. We like that. Let's have a look at the numbers, please.
Yep. Dow Jones closed on Friday night, 34,407. It was up 0.8%. The S&P 500 up 1.25%, closed at 4,450. And the NASDAQ up almost 1.5%, almost 200 points, 13,787. The FTSE 100 gained 60,7531. The Nikkei just lost 45 points, 33,189. Shanghai Composite up 20. 3202. And on Friday, the Aussies gained 8 points on the ASX 200, 7203. And we gained 108 points on the Index 50, up 0.92%, 11,916. Currencies, 0.6105 against the US, 0.9156 Aussie, 0.5617 Euro, 0.4826 against the pound, 88.43 against the yen. Gold, $1,919.35. And Brent crude ended the week $75.41.